Our guest in the cafe this morning over the phone line is the co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital, Dr. Carrie McCreary. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us again. It's been a while. Saw an article which I forwarded to you called Pet Care More Expensive Than Ever, and I know you're sensitive to that subject. This is by a veterinarian in Miami. And one of the things, Carrie, that that article talks about is that, our being pet owners, and that even that term is not a particularly popular term these days, our expectations have changed, and our relationship and how we think in terms of our dogs and cats and what have you has changed a lot over the years.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's probably the main thing. I mean, that's kind of what the article focused on, and it makes sense for sure.
Yeah. Said one reason pet care is more expensive is that the pet owner, you're willing to pay more because people think of their pets as family. And so that relationship is more like the relationship to a doctor.
Almost like a pediatrician.
A pediatrician, you know? Yeah, for a child.
Yeah, it was talking about, and this is true, if you think about, you know, the 60s or 70s with pet care, I mean, vets didn't do 10% of what they do today. I mean, most people know, but a lot of people may not know, that there's specialized vets now. So your dog can have a cardiologist, a dermatologist, an oncologist if they have cancer and they need chemo. So we're definitely moving towards a different kind of era of vet medicine where it's very similar to human medicine.
Mm-hmm. So. Another thing they said, of course, and this is the same as it is with people, drugs cost more.
Drugs cost so much more. But, you know, part of it, too, is that we have so many more drugs at our fingertips now. And a lot of them are human drugs, and a lot of them are regulated by human drug pharmacies. And we all know what goes on there and, you know, how frustrating it can be. But some drugs are just really expensive. And the crazy thing, too, is that, you know, like anything, a drug can just be scarcely available, but you need it, so the cost shoots up, you know, 30-fold or whatever. It's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. And then there's more regulation, and that drives up cost as well.
Yeah, I think that people don't really realize how much regulation goes into being a vet. You know, I have to have tons of registrations for myself with liability insurance and continuing education every year and licensing fees. DEA fees to be able to carry certain drugs. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, I'm not going to bore you anymore, but you get it.
Yeah.
The article didn't really talk about it as much either, but one thing, too, that is kind of driving the cost as well is that, you know, veterinarians are graduating school with so much more debt. I mean, just like, it's not abnormal to have $150,000 of debt from vet school, and they start out making $55,000, $60,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really hard whenever you carry that kind of financial burden from school, you know.
It did mention also that there's a veterinarian shortage, that there's not as many vets as there needs to be.
Yeah, that's true. And I think part of that is because of the high cost of school.
Sure.
It's crazy. And I hopefully there's going to be something done or some kind of movement done to help decrease the cost of that, or we may not have many vets around as much for sure.
Mm-hmm. You and I have talked before about pet insurance, which under these circumstances, it makes more and more sense, it seems to me.
Yeah, exactly. So if we're going towards higher cost of vet care and we're doing things that we never did before, like an MRI on a pet that's having seizures or whatever, maybe we're going to do, you know, a knee surgery on a dog, then those costs are going to be really high without insurance. And that's just, I think, what we're moving to. It may get to the point with the cost of drugs and specialized equipment and everything else is that it becomes a lot more routine to have insurance on your pet.
Mm-hmm. And especially if you are, like many pet owners, you regard that pet as a member of the family.
Right.
And, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So another thing the article mentioned is that most vets work with people and try to provide them with some kind of options that are suitable for their financial situation.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. You know, we have to have a conversation at the end of the day about making a smart financial decision that's good for the family and good for, you know, and that's part of what I do, and that's part of what makes my job really hard. So we always give the, you know, gold plan option, which is what we would do if we could do everything. But then if that's not possible, let's try plan B or let's try plan C. And you need to be able to have that open communication with your vet to have that conversation, because that's realistic, you know.
We're out of time. This is, as always, great conversation, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
All righty.
Dr. Carrie McCreary, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line. She's the co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.